Welcome back to His Time. It is time to check in with Pastor Joshua Shear from Brothers of John the Steadfast. And Pastor Shear, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How about yourself, Andy?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. And tell us, what do you have for us this morning from Brothers of John the Steadfast?
Well, as we are in the season of Easter now, we have some very joyful posts. We, of course, went through our series on redeeming holy days from pagan lies on Easter, and there's been a couple, actually about three different posts to do with Easter stuff with regards to that, bunnies and calendars and all the different things that go on and all the different claims that go on. So we are in that kind of joyous season. So I guess probably the first one I want to cover with you is a little devotional thought by Pastor Sean Stafford of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, or Evangelical Lutheran Synod, I'm sorry. But he titled this, Jesus' Resurrection Affects Our Life. Now, what this means is, of course, there's a lot of talk out there about resurrection. So what? You know, that's the big thing is so what? And, of course, Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 takes a very strong stance about, yes, so this means great things. It means such great things that, in fact, if this didn't happen, we would be pathetic and poor and miserable and most pitiable amongst humans. So the idea of the resurrection has a great effect upon our lives. And Christ has been raised from the dead, and that does so much for us. And so his devotion touches on a few pieces of that. I would encourage your listeners to check it out. And it talks a little bit, of course, about since he's raised from the dead, we are freed from serving ourselves. We're freed from having to worry about, am I making God happy? And instead we can know that because of Christ we are. That God is happy because of what he himself has done through his Son. And so that frees us to serve not ourselves or our sinful nature, but we are set to free live our lives for Christ. But specifically, how would Christ have us serve? Well, he puts us in our vocation. So his resurrection means everything in our day-to-day life, that this frees us to serve one another as neighbors. And so it's been great that way. It's also great, great devotion talks about, of course, what you might hear about at funerals a lot. The resurrection is hope. Hope for a certain future. That the resurrection means there's more to come. That death is not the end. That it is defeated. And the resurrection is proof of that. And so, of course, that can bring great hope and comfort at times when you want it. The Catechism, of course, makes the resurrection part of using Romans 6 to talk about baptism and our day-to-day. What does such baptism water indicate? You know, the old Adam and Eve should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die. So, I mean, the resurrection hinges all this stuff, and it's so important. And, of course, we get these 49 days of Easter to celebrate it. And as a church, this is a wonderful time to be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. So, great gift and a great thing, and sad to see that some folks are debating whether or not it has any importance, or whether or not it even happened, which is, of course, the old debate, all the way back to Scripture times. So, but he did rise, and it does mean something for your life, each and every day.
Amen. So, absolutely.
I'm into that.
That's why we gather on Sundays, isn't it? The Sabbath prior to the Christians, you know, the Hebrew Sabbath, the Jewish Sabbath was on Saturday. So the resurrection obviously makes a difference, does it not?
Well, it certainly must have when the church began to gather on the first day of the week, Sunday, that they took the Sabbath and they put that aside and they realized, no, we out of the freedom of what Jesus has done, we are choosing to worship on the day in which Jesus rose from the dead. And then, yeah, so every Sunday is a reminder of the resurrection. And every Sunday is a reminder of Easter, even if it's a Sunday in Lent. And that's, of course, why they're called Sundays in Lent, not of Lent. So, important little thing. Sometimes those prepositions mean quite a bit. So, but certainly a joyous thing to celebrate all year long and every Sunday.
Absolutely.
So, I have another article entitled, Why Heart Disease and Traumatic Head Injuries Should Be Avoided. Okay? It's kind of one of those titles by Pastor Matt Richard, who's a pastor up in Gwinner, North Dakota. And he writes this. You hear the criticism all the time about people. You know, if you study your catechism, if you read the Book of Concord, maybe you listen to something like Concord Matters on KFUO, you care about what you believe. And sometimes you get maybe a little picky about what it is you believe, and you maybe watch a movie and you dissect the theology of the movie, or you listen to another podcast, you're kind of like, oh, that wasn't right. Or you hear a sermon, and maybe you go to a funeral with a friend, you know, different church, something like that, and kind of like, that didn't sound real good. And maybe you verbalize those. You'll get the criticism of, you know what, you're too much about doctrine. You know, we're not saved by pure doctrine. You're a doctrinal Pharisee advocating really for salvation by works, by the amount of clarity you choose to have around your doctrine, right? So you'll get that criticism from time to time for caring about what you believe. Now, Pastor Richard does a good job of using something from Dr. Robert Kolb, who is, I think he's still a professor there at the St. Louis Seminary. I know he was. I don't know if he's fully retired or not yet. But he wrote in his book, The Christian Faith, a great metaphor for doctrine, and that is the metaphor of the body. That it's not like sometimes you'll hear people use the spokes of the wheel and things like that, the hub, you got to have the hub, and you got to have some spokes, and you got to have the wheel. You know, you could miss some spokes as far as doctrine goes. Well, that's not the way it works. That Dr. Kolb does a great job of explaining that as the body. That when you have something wrong in a certain part of your body, it tends to affect everything in your body. And so, you know, using the scriptures as a reference, the head of the body being Christ, you know, if you have a doctrine which removes Jesus, well, your whole body's dead. I mean, there's no way. You can't survive. However, you know, there are the little things, the smaller things, so to speak. Say, you know, you think that you make a decision for Jesus. Well, that doesn't kick Jesus out. I mean, it doesn't kill you. But it's kind of one of those things like you've got really high cholesterol and you really don't care. You know, so it's kind of hitting at your heart, making it work harder, you know, kind of hitting you hard. But yet, you know, you're still going on. So this metaphor of a body as far as doctrine and purity of doctrine and how little errors creep in and they can infect the whole body and they can affect the whole body. And so I think it's a great little article on the idea of doctrine, its importance, and also a good caution against the idea that oh, well, you know, it really doesn't matter. Some things really doesn't matter what you believe about them. Well, because the whole doctrine, you know, our fathers in the faith is called the body of doctrine. They didn't say doctrine, they said singular. There was a body of doctrine. And to mess up on one article meant that usually you were affecting lots more than just that one. So that kind of a body analogy. Of course, Jesus and Paul and so forth, they use the analogy of leavening the whole lump.
Mm-hmm.
So that this kind of stuff we should be on guard for. And we should constantly be checking what we're hearing, what we're reading, what we're seeing against the Word of God. Or as Lutherans, we check that against the Small Catechism or the Book of Concord. We can certainly do those things as well. And just to make sure that, you know what, is this good for my body? Or is this introducing some kind of illness to my body that will eventually affect it in really bad ways? So just a good warning, good heads up for folks on that one. It's a very good one. So, otherwise, I have one last one I just want to draw some attention to, and that is we put out an article entitled Church Constitution and Bylaws, What Works, What Doesn't? And this is kind of a plea for anyone that is knowledgeable about constitutions and bylaws. We're looking to get people to submit their congregation's constitution and bylaws. We're trying to gather some ideas about church governance in the congregational level. And get some good ideas of what's worked, what hasn't worked. So feel free, if you're listening to this and you have a copy of your church's constitution bylaws, send it on in to us through a link in there, or enter some comments about different things you've experienced in church governance and boards and officers and elections, or do you draw names out of a hat, or things like that. Good opportunity to kind of learn from each other on those things of order within churches. So hopefully some people can respond to that.
So what you're saying is that there isn't a specific passage in the Bible that tells us exactly how the church bylaws should look?
There isn't, but life would be much easier sometimes if there was. So, but no, there isn't. So we're free in this respect, and this is our resurrection freedom, too, that we can kind of look at different things. And you see that, of course, in Lutheran history, we've had Lutheran churches organized around different kinds of order and different kinds of governance. They each have their pros and they each have their cons. So,
absolutely. Well, Pastor Scheer, it's always good to check in with you on Mondays and hear what's going on with Brothers of John the Steadfast. For our listeners, you can check out these articles and more at steadfastlutherans.org. That's steadfastlutherans.org. Pastor Scheer, always good to check in with you on Mondays, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Lord's blessings, Andy.
To you as well. Stick around for more His Time right after this on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.